Well, shortly after 10 o'clock, there was a man named Jimmy. He met a police officer, and they stopped on the corner and they was talking. And they stopped on the corner store and was talking. And then the place where they used to hang out at, they had closed it. I guess they had closed it down. And and they get at the corner talking, but I can't even remember all that. I can't remember anything of the story. Let's not read it. Let's not have to study overnight.
Well, that's okay. Do you remember anything else about it?
And and the police told him he had him under arrest for a few minutes. But Jimmy didn't know, so Jimmy said, "Oh, you're not a policeman." And so, but he didn't realize that he was an officer. But I think he was. And they gather and I have to study. I have to, you know, read it over and over and study and.
Remember anything else about the story?
Yeah, he had a long black coat. He had that on, and long black coat on. That's all. But I can't remember. I had to study it.
That's all? You can't remember?
No, that's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I can't, you know, I have to study the paper to know, you know, what I'm, you know, to talk about. Because I can't do it in 2 or 3, you know, minutes or half, 10 minutes, so I have to study it.
Okay. That's fine. Okay, the next thing, you need to take a break or anything before we?
No.
Are you fine? Okay. The next thing I want you to do is think of an experience. It can be a childhood experience with family or friends or whatever. But it has to be... It has to have at least 3 characters in it.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like when I was a child? I got to think of 3 little childhoods.
No, just something that happened that has at least 3 people in it.
It happened to 3 people.
Yeah, think about it.
Okay.
When you have a story, let me know, and then I'll start the tape recording.
Oh, you want me to tell your story?
Yeah.
Oh.
About some experience that you and 2 other people.
Oh.
Or more. You can have more than 2 people.
Okay.
You ready?
Oh, when I was when I was a little girl, I was about 7 or 8 years old. My grandmother and my uncle, all of us were sitting. We was in Newport News, Virginia, and she was sitting there, and they had alcohol laying on the table. And I can remember that I went and got into it, and I started drinking it, and I didn't know what it really was, so I drank it and got drunk. And so I fell. She asked me, my grandmother asked me to go downstairs and bring the clothes, because we had to close our stairs on the line. And as I was going down the steps, I fell all the way down there. And then Uncle Manny, he heard me coming down the steps, so he ran out to the door and see me laying down on the bottom of the Uncle Manny see me laying down on the foot of the bottom of the step. And he said, "Oh my Lord, she done fell down the steps." Mm-hmm. But he didn't realize I was drunk. And so when he came in there, he picked me up. And so he carried me upstairs and told my grandmother, so he set me on my grandma's lap and told my grandmother I was drunk. And so she put me in her lap and hold me and you know, and everything, and so I could feel better. And then she gave me some coffee. Then she told me to go put me in the room and put me on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on to sleep. So that's one experience.
That's it?
Yeah, that's that experience.
That's a good one. That's nice.
I know that real well.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Everybody tell funny stories or what?
No.
I remember that one.
Greg didn't tell a funny story.
And then the other one was when I was about 11 years old, me and the girls, we went to have a party, and my mother didn't have enough money to give us anything. And so we went to the Safeway, and we went on there and stole party stuff, you know, stole some paper plates and some cups and sodas and cake and ice cream. We put it into a sacred bag. We just stole a lot of stuff. And so we went on this girl's house, and so we put all this, went over there, you know, had a part of her house. And then her mother had called her, And then her mother asked her, where did she get all this stuff from? So she said that I bought it from the Safeway. So she bought the stuff to me and to my mother. So my mother asked me where I get it from, where I get the money from. So I got a whipping. And so I got a whipping where my mother told me to take all my clothes off, and she whipped me real good and everything and told me not to do it no more, and which I never did. Mm-hmm. And then she, I was supposed to be going to the hospital because my arm was up here to my neck. I had to go get my arm breaking, putting it in traction that Sunday. Mm-hmm. And so then when the police came and knocked on the door, I thought the police was coming to lock me up, but they came and told my mother that the doctor wanted me to come to Children's Hospital the next day, hospital. So I got afraid and I hid underneath the bed. But it wasn't that, it was me going to the hospital.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh, so that was that experience.
When was that? I mean, was that in Philadelphia?
No, that was here in Washington, 6 a.m. I was a little girl.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then when I got, my third experience over, when I was over in the hospital, it was a little girl they used to call her Black Chocolate. Her mother took and put her into a tub of hot water and scalded her. She was scalded. Mm-hmm. And so when she came to the hospital that night, she was howling and screaming and going on. So anyway, they put this white grease and stuff on, grease all down and everything. And then after she had gotten well, the pains and everything, she used to pick at me all the time, fight me, everything. So my mother and the church people come over there and bring me money and fruits and stuff. She'd come in there and steal my money and steal all my fruits and stuff. And they'd put me in a wheelchair. She'd take me in a wheelchair and put me out on the porch and let me stay there. And then she'd take the elevator and let it go up and down, so I couldn't get out because she knew I couldn't walk or do nothing. I couldn't use my arms or nothing. Mm-hmm. And she used to be so mean to me. She used to treat me so bad. Mm-hmm. And I used to tell Mary and Dorothy that, so Dorothy used to smack her. Every time Dorothy would come over to the hospital to see me, she'll smack her and tell her to leave me alone, leave my stuff alone. And she'd do it anyway. She'd wait till I go to sleep, and then she'd sneak up into my bed, and it bothered me.
Mm.
Mm, little old girl.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
You said three of them.
That's good, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're going to do the memory exercises.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the first thing I want to do is I'm going to tell you a short story.
Okay, and I got to memorize that one?
Yeah. When you got to memorize it, just tell me what you remember.
Okay.
When I'm done, I want you to tell it back to me.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's the story. While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse,
mm-hmm.
but she didn't see it fall.
Mm-hmm.
When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries,
mm-hmm.
so she put the groceries away and went home.
Mm-hmm.
Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and the little girl told her that she had found her wallet.
Mm-hmm.
The lady was very relieved.
Mm-hmm.
That's the story.
Okay.
Tell it back to you.
Well, the lady was shopping, and she didn't realize that her wallet had fell. And so she went home and put the groceries away. And then after that, the phone rang, and the little girl told her she had found her wallet.
Okay.
And she was very relieved.
Okay, good. Okay, I want you to remember the story because I'm going to ask you to tell it back to me later.
Okay, this story?
Yeah, but not now, but later.
The same story you just read?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Next, I'm going to say some numbers,
mm-hmm.
and I want you to say it back to me.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
582.
582.
Mm-hmm. 694.
694.
6439.
6439.
7286.
7286.
42731.
42731.
75836.
75836.
6194 73 692 4 8 7 3 9 4 2 3 9 4 2 8 6 7
Okay. 5 9 1 7 4 2 8 5 9 1 8 5 9 1 2 7 8
I know
that's mixed up.
Okay. 4 1 7 9 3 8 6
4 9 7 1 3 8 6
Okay. 5 8 1 9 2 6 4 7
5 8 1 9 2 6 8 7
Okay. 3 8 2 9 5 1 7 4
3 8 2 9 7 5 8 4
Okay. 2 7 5 8 6 2 5 8 4
Can you say that again?
Mm-hmm. 2 7 5 8 6 2 5 8 4
2 2 7 276584.
Okay. Now I'm going to say some numbers. I want you to repeat them to me, but say it backwards this time.
Oh, God.
Okay. Yeah. Ready?
Yeah.
2-4. 2-4. Let's say it backwards.
Oh, 2-4-4-2.
Mm-hmm. 5-8.
8-5.
Mm-hmm. 6-2-9.
6-2-9. 6-2-9.
9-2-6. Mm-hmm. 4-1-5.
5-1-4. 3-2-7-9. 9-7. 9-7. 9-7. 3-2.
Mm-hmm. 4-9-6-8.
4-9-6-8. 4-9-6-8.
6-8-4-9. Okay. 1-5-2-8-6.
6-8-2-1-5.
Okay. 6-1-8-4-3.
3-1-2-6-8.
Okay. 5-3-9-4-1-8.
8-1-5-2-6-8.
Okay.
That's wrong. I know
this. Oh, that's okay. Okay, that's enough of that. Okay, now I'm gonna say some categories, mm-hmm. And what I want you to do is I want you to give me as many words that fall into that category as you can think of.
Okay.
Like, for example, if I said states, you would say Texas, Georgia, New York, you know, as many as you can, as fast as you can think of them.
States.
Well, no, not yet. That's just an example.
Yeah.
Don't use any word twice,
because
I can't count it twice.
Okay.
Do you have any questions about that?
I mean, so what I'm going to say, something like a state or something?
No, I'm going to give you the categories, and then you give me as many items as you can think of in each category.
Okay.
So when I say the name of the category, I want you to begin.
Okay.
So this is going to be time.
Okay.
Just to see how long it takes. Mm-hmm. And keep going until you can't think of any more.
Okay.
Okay. The first category is foods. Let's go.
The first category is foods.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to name some foods.
Uh-huh.
Meat or vegetables.
Any kind. Whatever you can eat.
Pork, beef.
Okay, go ahead.
Bananas, oranges, apples, cherries. Pears, hamburger, steak, meatloaf. I already said hamburger. Meatloaf, mm-hmm. Hot dogs,
mm-hmm.
Eggs,
mm-hmm.
Bacon, sausages, pizza, bologna. Cheese, bread, ham, chicken, that's it.
That's all you can think of?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let me reset this. The next category is animals. As many animals as you can think of.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Pig, dog, horse. Pig, dog, horse, a rabbit, a chicken. Oh, that's an animal. The chicken, an animal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. a cow, a lion, a monkey, a dog. Elephant, giraffe, hippopotamus, should be a whole bunch of them because I go to the zoo, so a zebra, a tiger, birds. I don't know where they animals are not. I don't know.
Yeah, what about that? Any more?
That's it.
Okay. And the last category is kitchen items, anything that you can find in the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
Yeah, okay. Ready?
Go. Yeah. A plate, a cup, a pan, frying pan, a kettle, a toaster, microwave, a coffee pot. One of those carpet things that you make coffee in. Spoons, forks, knives, refrigerator, stove, dishes, cups, and saucers, bowls.
Keep going.
Bowls. I got the bowls and I said pot, didn't I?
Uh-huh.
Frying pan. Did I say that?
Oh no. Any more?
Frying pan and a toaster.
Okay. Any more?
That's it.
Okay. I just want to get you to at least up to a minute at least.
Oh.
That's why I said keep going. You were like right under, you were like 54 seconds.
Okay.
So I had to get you to at least do a minute.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The next thing is, see this first line?
Mm-hmm.
I just want you to read those words across as fast as you can.
Read them.
Uh-huh.
Orange, green, brown, purple.
Okay. That's the test. What I want you to do is start here,
mm-hmm,
and read across each one as fast as you can, because I'm going to see how fast you do it.
Okay.
Go.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay.
That's it?
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, this time, see the second line?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to tell me the colors of the other circles.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As fast as you can. Go ahead.
A gray, blue, black, red.
Okay. Now, this the same thing. I want you to start here.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to tell me the colors of each circle. Go down and say it as fast as you can. And go.
Green, blue, yellow, red. Green, yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, green, yellow, red. Blue, yellow, red, green. Red, green, blue, yellow. Yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay. Okay,
Now, this third part three is the third line. I want you to don't read the word, but tell me the color the word is written in.
The color.
Uh huh.
Okay. Brown, orange, green, yellow.
What color is that?
Brown.
That looks brown? No, I want you to tell me the color.
Oh, the color. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want me to read it?
No, don't tell me the word. Tell me the color that the word is printed in.
Oh, green, orange, green, yellow.
What's that?
Orange.
What color is it?
You know, I'm mixed up again. Okay, brown.
Whoops.
Oh, green, black, gray, yellow.
Whoops.
Blue.
Do it again. Sorry, you got it.
Green, black. No, that's, yeah, green. Black, gray, yellow.
Gray what?
Blue. I'm just thinking with the, you know, reading the words.
Yeah. Got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Read it again?
No. Okay. I think you have it. So this time, I want you to do just that.
Okay.
I want you to start here and don't read the word. Tell me the color of the word.
Okay.
This is going to be blue, red, green, so forth. Start from here, go all the way down.
Okay.
And go as, wait, let me reset this. And go as fast as you can. You ready?
Okay.
Go.
Blue, red, yellow, green. Blue, green, yellow, red. And I'm doing it right. And I'm supposed to tell you what the color is.
Tell me, wait, let me reset this. Let me start over. Tell me the color that the word is printed in. So don't say red, blue, yellow, green. Say blue, red, green, yellow. As fast as you can. Ready?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, go.
Blue, red, yellow, green. Blue, green, yellow, blue. I mean, green, yellow, green, red. Red, mm-hmm. Blue, yellow, green. Blue. Yellow, red, green, blue. Green, blue, yellow, green. Red, green, red, blue, yellow, red.
Okay.
That was slow, wasn't it?
Well, everybody's slow on this one. You know, because you have to, because you automatically want to say red, blue, yellow, green. Everybody does that. But you have to not do that. You have to force yourself to say blue, red, green, yellow. And everybody has a hard time with that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is always twice as long.
Oh.
The first one is always the shortest time. The second one's a little bit longer.
Yeah.
This one is always twice as long.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's, you know.
Okay.
That's like a psychological test.
Okay.
It's a test of attention.
All right.
Okay. Do you remember that story I told you about the lady with the wallet?
Oh, yes. The lady went to the grocery store shopping, and she dropped her wallet, but she really didn't know. And so she took the groceries home and put the groceries away. And then after that, the phone rang, and the little girl called and said, "I found your wallet."
That's it.
Okay.
That's the whole thing. Well, that's interesting.